WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Everybody's talking about the new unauthorized biography of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Commentator Maureen Corrigan has actually read it cover to cover and has these thoughts.
If only Nancy Reagan had been nicer to American feminists. If she had endorsed the ERA, if she had acknowledged her early career as an ambitious starlet instead of insisting that her life began the day she met Ronnie. If she had spoken up about her pro-choice leanings, maybe then feminists like me would be defending her against Kitty Kelly's nasty accusations. We might have claimed that Nancy was just a victim of the patriarchally constructed role of First Lady, that she was only trying to fulfill the sexist demands of that role when she helped herself to millions of dollars worth of designer clothes. We might have applauded Nancy's decision to assert her autonomy in her alleged affair with Frank Sinatra and in her schemes to seize presidential power while her husband napped. But Nancy never once used that power to further women's causes. So I'm not about to rescue her through the revisionary magic of feminist criticism, which has lately made heroines of Lady Macbeth and Catherine the Great. I'd rather defend Kitty Kelly's biography of her. I lapped up every page of it with catty glee. Critics are complaining about Kelly's slick writing style. Instead of a footnoted narrative of Nancy's life, Kelly strings together over 500 pages of loosely attributed anecdotes. But I figure that even if only a fraction of the dirt that Kelly dishes is true, Nancy still emerges here as a real-life incarnation of the witch queen, Aisha, the villainess of H. Rider Haggard's Victorian novel, She. The title is short for She Who Must Be Obeyed. Here are some blood-curdling Nancy highlights. As a teenager, Nancy disowned her real father, a salesman, and got herself adopted by her mother's second husband, a society surgeon. According to one of Kelly's sources, Nancy was a girl whose phone number got passed around. The rumor is that Nancy slept her way into an MGM contract. Kelly claims that after Nancy lured the hapless Ronnie into marriage by becoming pregnant, she all but banished his two children by Jane Wyman. Nancy even supposedly used her clout to try to get stepson Michael shipped off to Vietnam. One of the most chilling anecdotes was told by a Look magazine photographer who alleged that Nancy can hold a full-toothed, flash-frozen smile longer than anyone I've ever seen. He said, "I photographed Nancy on a hospital visit where she hugged a little kid for so long that the kid got squirmy and peed all over her shoes. But Nancy wouldn't let go. She never stopped smiling until I stopped clicking." Some critics say that Kelly's portrait of Nancy is too negative, as though the truth about a person's life is always balanced in the moral center. Face it, some people are just rotten. But unlike a Hitler or a Picasso, Nancy's evil ways don't merit a place in history because of either diabolical or artistic genius. She was just a petty tyrant who helped to sustain an apparently hypocritical national illusion for 8 years. So watching Kelly strip away Nancy's gleaming facade is perversely entertaining, like coming to the end of Haggard's novel and seeing the witch queen Aisha, she who must be obeyed, dissolve before our eyes into a pile of corrupt ashes.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Kitty Kelly's new biography of Nancy Reagan. This is Fresh Air.